Chair, I'm Kavita speaking on behalf of the Women and Gender constituency. This year has again reached record heights of carbon dioxide levels, despite the short-lived decline in emissions from the pandemic. This is a true moment of reckoning for us to genuinely stocktake, commit and implement climate action that reverses business as usual, keeps warming under 1.5 degrees and ensures a true and sustainable transformation of economies and societies. As the world continues to reel from the increasing devastating impacts of the climate and pandemic crisis, which are disproportionately affecting the most vulnerable women in the global south, states must provide scaled up finance and meaningful support for adaptation and loss and damage. We urge parties to stop funding and promoting false climate solutions, such as market mechanisms that are environmentally unsustainable and deadly for environment defenders and ethnic minorities. All decisions on Article 6 must ensure strong safeguards for Indigenous peoples, human rights, gender equality, meaningful participatory processes, and an independent redress mechanism. We welcome the constructive exchange on AIM, ACE, and PCCB, inviting inputs from observers that prove the value and effectiveness of inclusive and transparent processes to lead the way for strong decisions at COP26. However, we are deeply concerned that in spite of continuous efforts made by both the Secretariat and co-chairs to ensure inclusive participation, we find many important voices of grassroots activists at the front lines of resisting the structural drivers of the climate crisis not equally represented virtually the past weeks. We cannot accept an approach for COP26 being as inclusive as possible without these voices. And more importantly, the knowledge and experience of Indigenous peoples, particularly grassroots and Indigenous women, to shape and advance equitable feminist solutions. Our communities in the global South are battling between life and death, while parties fail to prioritize actions protecting human rights, gender justice, and the environment. Act now and deliver. Thank you.